Well, we're talking with Brian Berquist from Gogebic Lodge. We got the recap on your tournament last week from Pete Sorrell, and he said it was the biggest one you've ever had. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we had a great turnout. People from out of town, the locals came out and supported our event. We had about 268 entries and gave well over $5,000 worth of cash and prizes away. It was a really good tournament. Everybody seemed really happy, and we're planning on doing it again. It's always the first Saturday in March, so mark it on your calendar. It'll be March 3rd of 2018.
Perfect. We definitely will we'll definitely get the word out about that as we get into that next year, a year from now. I do want to talk about the perch fishing, because with the closing of walleye and pike season coming up here within hours, we can kind of switch our focus to a really good fishery on Lake Ogebic, those big teeter pig perch, and they typically turn on more as we get into spring as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, they with the warmer weather, normally they get active, the pre-spawn. Right now, a lot of those big jumbo teeter pigs are, they look like footballs. You pull them out because they're just full of eggs getting ready to drop. And it sounds like we're going to get some warmer weather next week. That could be a real active bite.
What do they typically switch their tactic to? I mean, Porcupine Point was always a spot during the middle of winter. Is that still active in the springtime as well? And what do they use?
Yeah, they generally, you know, they school around and stay where the mud flats where everybody generally fishes. They stay there. When it was a tough bite this last 2-3 weeks, guys were telling me they could see them on their graph. You know, the graphs light up, but they just were not biting. So if you use the general mud flats that you've been fishing all winter long, you're going to do fine. Let's just hope that they get hungry and start biting those wigglers, because wigglers are the main thing here on Lake Ogebic.
Are we still talking 18 to 25 feet for most of the mud flats on Lake Ogebic?
You got it, Adam. That's the proper depth.
So anything as long as it's a wiggler. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, wigglers. Wigglers are the bait. I've tried all kinds of stuff, and it just seems like wigglers are what you need to have on Lake Ogebic. Don't ask me why. Maybe there's millions of them in those mud flats, but that's what you need.
Anything else that we haven't asked you about?
Oh, what else? If any anglers are coming from out of the area, we've got a lodging special in the springtime at Gogebic Lodge. So if you're planning on spending the night doing some fishing, it's $35 a night for any room, any chalet, from now until May 10th. So come on up and take advantage of that.
There you go. That's a great deal. Great place, too. Your restaurant and bar is just awesome there, too. Great food.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Adam.
Brian Berquist from the Gogebic Lodge. Give me your number here real quick.
You bet. Gogebic Lodge is 906-842-3321. You can also follow us on Facebook at Gogebic Lodge Resort.
Brian Berquist, I appreciate your time. We'll catch you up with you again soon. Take care.
All right. Nice talking to you, Adam. Take care.
This is The Outdoor Show.